Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Don, you're sitting loud and proud next to me.
I'm here.
There's somebody in the chair. Ava.
It's so nice to see that.
I know. It actually is.
Takes a lot of pressure off of me, Don.
Yeah. Does he ask you questions?
Hey, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up today. We got a couple stories coming out of kind of a weird backlash, Don, talking about an anti-hunter campaign in Florida that you'll love the results. You guys got to hear this. It's pretty crazy. We're also going to talk about duck numbers and what positive or negative is going to be coming out in the forecast for ducks for the coming season. You're going to want to listen to that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you guys.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
It's always good to be here.
I think you were deep in thought for a second.
What a blessing. I was just wondering if you're going to talk to me since he's here.
Well, what?
It's okay. You don't have to talk to me.
Well, that's true. I don't.
She's looking for the day off. Don't you get it?
Dude. No, I don't. We always work extremely well
we
together
do.
On air.
Yeah. We do.
We get things done. I mean, it's like chop, chop. Funny part is it doesn't matter because the show is the same length no matter what.
I was for you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Not for us.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, well, there is that. So, Don.
Yes.
You been out fishing at all?
You know I haven't been.
The listeners don't. Go with me on this, would
you?
Yeah,
well, you asked the question.
Okay,
I have not been.
I'm going to start this over. Hey, Don, have you been out fishing much?
I have not.
Wow, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
I know.
I'm going to try to take advantage of it.
You're going to go fishing? Forward. Are you going fishing sometime soon?
I'm hoping to, yes.
See, now I knew what the answer was.
Yeah isn't that like
but
a
I,
week
I
or
I
so
pretended
away?
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because it's for the show.
Okay.
So where are you going to go?
I'm going to dip in the crappie waters of Central Lake of the Woods, the Canadian side.
Nice. I know you've done that before up there.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Hoping to find some of those big slab crappies.
I am actually going to be doing the same thing, I think, in a couple weeks. I'm going up to the woods, but I'm going for the big dog walleyes.
Okay.
And whatever else it can catch. We got some big pike up there, but I am also going to be going up. We're going to get probably, I think, four guys. Usually we go up in fall. We had a little change of plans with some schedule some guys had that was conflicting, so... Yeah.
Are you going up to Oak Island area?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to take the long trek across that?
Always do.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
We always put your life jacket on. We always go up there. We always make the trek out and make the trek back. Sometimes it's more pleasurable than others.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if I shared this with you, but last fall we went up there and a friend of ours said, hey, come on. You know, we've been up there for years. And it's funny because my old Ranger boats were there. There was three of my past Ranger boats and one Vexus that then went the new Vexus. And one of the guys is like, well, I've got a a smaller boat, it was a 17 and a half. Now, I didn't hear about that until already he's up there. And we're going across the lake, and it was not bad getting out to that spot. But guess what?
Had a little wind coming back.
We decided to go back, and the person's never driven in rough water, and the wind was blowing 25 out of the northwest.
Ben, I've been there when 40, though.
Well, where we
it's
went.
Scary.
Yeah. It was steady 25. The gusts, I don't know what the gusts were. The waves were probably sixes.
Yeah.
And I.
That's pretty heavy in a 17 and a half.
I asked the guy, I said, are you comfortable driving in these conditions? He goes, no. Said, okay, so I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I've done this many, many, many times in various sized boats. Would you like me to drive? Oh, thank you. I thought you'd never ask. I turned the bilge pump on and left the bilge pump run. I'm not saying what brand of boat it was. It wasn't anything that I have run in the past. I've worked with the company before, but I had water in my shoes. Never thought I would get water in the shoes to not go out of my shoes. There was the whole jacket because the water, we had a top up, full windshield. The water was coming in the side so much so that everything, I was soaked from water coming over into the boat. Just left the bilge pump on and let it run. Had a 140 on it, and it was not a pleasant thing.
No, it's very...
And the
especially
gentleman,
if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, and the gentleman that went with me, he was, I'll just say, terrified.
You'd probably been better off putting him in one of the other boats. And
yeah, I needed the balance, though. I needed to have that weight on that other side because the water was coming
out
of quartering.
It's called luggage, not
a human. Quartering on starboard. Yeah, it was not good. Yeah,
put some luggage over there instead of a human.
Yeah, but yeah, it was something. But yeah, the woods can be, it can giveth and it can taketh away.
Yeah, well, it's you need to respect it. I can tell you that. I was out there in 40 mile an hour, and I was in a 32-foot sea ray.
I remember you talking about that.
I mean, the only thing we almost lost was one of our guys out the back.
I know.
And that there was no chance. And plus, it was night, which is even
all the factors that I really don't care for.
Yeah.
Fishing at night, I mean, obviously, when you head out in the morning, it's, you know, 4:30 in the morning, it's dark. And if you've got a heavy-duty wind and you're rocking and rolling coming out and you're using FLIR, radar, both, if you're not familiar with FLIR, it's a forward-looking infrared radar. So it literally lights up boats like it's daylight. But still, that is a very unconcerning feeling. Inconcerting? Unconcerting? Anyway.
It's a very concerning?
It's not a comfortable experience. Just in that, and you know where you're going to be at. So challenges are there. And, of course, with the fall coming, it's always questionable what you're
going to
get.
Well, I'm not going to be a heroine. We're going to be going out by boat about 14 miles, but we got a lot of islands to
which is
move
protecting.
In and around.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Well, tell you what, stay tuned, guys. We have more Valley Outdoors coming right up. We're going to talk a little bit about that anti-hunter campaign that I think is going to have a different outcome than I think most of us would have thought originally. So stay tuned for Valley Outdoors. Come right in.